News Radio 1120 KPNW. Thanks for being with us. Of course, we've been following the story, and it has to do with the Oregon Department of Forestry or the Oregon Board of Forestry and this new habitat conservation plan. Now, it was a plan, and now it has been, for the most part, adopted by the Oregon Board of Forestry at the behest of Cal Mukamoto, who had a direct hand in creating this plan that is going to scale back massively logging on Oregon forest lands on this side of the Cascades for the next 70 years. And that was on a board of a vote of the Board of Forestry that was adopted. It still needs approval from federal agencies, but likely that's going to be happening. And we thought we'd talk about it with somebody who is directly involved in forestry here in Oregon. Rob Freris joining us on the wake-up call of Freris Lumber. Their main location, of course, is in Lyons, Oregon, which is up there in Linn County to the north of us, and he joins us on the wake-up call right now. Rob, thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, our pleasure. Before we get to the topic at hand, though, I wanted to give you actually a little bit of a tip of the hat and a congratulations, because just here recently, you were the winner, you and your company, in the inaugural Coolest Thing Made in Oregon competition that was a competition with Oregon Business and Industry, and Here Is Oregon. They were working in collaboration, and you won it for your mass ply panels. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. We came up with this idea about 2015, and we received patents in five countries to make this mass ply panel, and we're presently the only folks in the world doing it, and it can help our climate, in that I understand about over 40% of carbon emissions are the result of the built environment and the operation and maintenance of buildings, and replacing concrete and steel with our product and other mass timber products can reduce that by as much as half. And so we're just trying to do our share.
So when you say, you know, mass ply panels, I mean, in layman's terms, what are the things?
Well, they are layers of veneer that have been measured for their density and placed in a specific layup to achieve performance in the minor and major force directions. And we can make panels from 1 inch to 24 inches thick, and any width up to 12 feet wide and up to 48 and a half feet long. And so I like to say that consumers are only limited by their imagination as to the uses of this product.
All right. Well, congratulations on winning that particular award. And I guess what? You've got another one that's coming up, the President's Award from the OSU College of Business. They're giving you an award coming up soon, too, right?
Yeah, that was just a complete surprise to us. We are providing some of our mass ply panels to their new computing innovation center on campus that NVIDIA founder, past graduate of Oregon State, donated $50 million for this building. And so we're pleased to do that. And maybe that got their attention, but they just wanted acknowledge our innovation over a long period of time. And I told them it's ironic, but 40 years ago, 30 years ago, the Austin Family Business Program gave us an award as the Large Family Business of the Year. So we're coming full circle.
All right. Your family has been in the business, the timber business, for quite a while. This new plan that, of course, was adopted by the Board of Forestry, what is it going to do to, you know, mills and the like, and the price of timber and logs here in Oregon if it is adopted by the feds?
The department has already began implementing it and reducing the harvest levels. The Santa Ana forest that was severely burned in 2020, I think they've reduced their harvest levels from near 20 million feet per year down to 5. And they're going to reduce levels, the harvest levels on state lands by about 34%, if not more. And it'll have a devastating effect. There's been three major things that have happened. One was the fires of 2020 disproportionately struck private lands, which have been the source of log supply for the mills predominantly. And then there was a private forestry accord struck between a dozen environmental groups and a dozen large landowners, and codified into law that went into effect January 1 of this year. And now this HCP, Habitat Conservation Plan, will be implemented. And together, it's estimated that the 10-year average of harvest in Oregon have been 3.8 billion feet per year, and it's projected to drop to 3.0. And that could cause 10, maybe 12 mills to close. And already in just recent weeks, we've seen four mills close. And so it's going to happen in a hurry because there hasn't been the log supply, and the prices of logs have skyrocketed beyond the break-even of the mills. And those small mills that don't have a timberland base, say they're a small family-owned business and they use a larger log that are found in the riparian areas, which are streamside areas, that have been now placed off limits by this private forestry accord, that makes up about 15% of the private land base. And so that trio of events is going to harm rural Oregon once again.
Do you think this is going to be the final nail in the coffin?
Well, probably not. You know, many years ago, there was a well-meaning law passed by Congress known as the Equal Access to Justice Act to provide the indigent with legal representation in court. And later on, there was an amendment passed to that bill, that law, to allow nonprofit organizations to sue, and that essentially created a litigation industry among environmental groups. And so, say the Department of Forestry is putting 57% of the land off limits, we're just going to get sued on the other 43% that's left. This HCP is completely unnecessary, and it's a product of past and present administrations in Oregon colluding with their environmental allies to sue and settle, rather than defend the citizens of our fine state and those that provide the shelter we are so short of today.
Joining us on the wake-up call, Rob Freres, of course, with Freres Lumber. What's the next? I mean, what is, other than taking this thing to court? And that's, I mean, can you take this beyond Oregon courts? Because, you know, anybody that's really watched knows that Oregon courts pretty much go along, even up to the Supreme Court, with whatever the government, the governor, and the administration want. Most of them were appointed, the folks on the Oregon Supreme Court, by our former governor, Kate Brown. Where do you go, and what do you do, and how do you try to fight it?
Well, I'm uncertain if we can go to the federal courts. The long shot is that the Habitat Conservation Plan is planned to be in effect for 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe a future governor could take Oregon out of this HCP, and I think that would be the most expeditious and the proper thing to do. And we can only hope that if a governor cares at all about rural Oregon and its citizens, that once the harm begins, that that'll be a wake-up call, hopefully this present occupant of the governor's chair can see the light and change her mind.
Have you had a chance unfortunately, we've got just a minute to go. Has there been any comment briefly from the governor about this? We have 1 minute and we have to go.
I've asked her, how does she reconcile wanting to build 36,000 new housing units annually with restricting the supply of building materials and to provide affordable housing. And she just has said, oh, restrict log exports. Well, log exports make up about 3% of the mix in Oregon. And I don't think that private property rights of timberland owners that wait 50, 60 years to harvest a crop should be denied the opportunity to sell it to the most the highest price they can get. But no, things look pretty bleak.
Okay. Sorry, unfortunately, we're out of time, Rob. I appreciate you joining us on the wake-up call. Would love to have a conversation with you in the future about this and other things as well. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Anytime, and thanks for thinking of me.
Yep.
Have a great day. Bye.